Galangadog Junction by Moira O'Shea, Episode 1.
Well, I'm gonna write a little letter, gonna mail it to my local DJ. Yes, it's a jumping little record and I want my jockey to play. Roll over Beethoven, gotta hear it again today.
Fire say, new fella come in white canoe. New fella come, Galangadog. New fella ride, great white canoe. The fire say, new fella come, Galangadog. White canoe come soon. New fella come, Galangadog.
Right there, Jane, darling. Oh, look, there's the harbour bridge.
I can't stop rocking.
5 weeks on a ship. You soon get your land legs back. Hurry along the gangway.
But I've only just got my sea legs.
The fire say, new fella come soon. New fella come, Galangadog. New fella ride, great steel snake. New fella ride, great steel snake.
Great steel snake? I thought it was a great white canoe.
It was.
Nah, it's a great steel snake. The fire say, new fella ride, great steel snake. New fella ride.
Shut up, Jimmy. You've been saying that for bloody days. When's this bloody new fella going to get here?
Hard to say.
Why?
Fire's gone out.
Well, didn't it say anything before it died out?
2:15.
2:15? Really? What? He's going to get here at 2:15. That's amazing.
Yeah. Look, see here. According to the timetable, the train from Sydney arrives at 2:15.
I just don't understand why the captain ran around naked like that.
It's one of the traditions of the sea. They always celebrate when they cross the equator.
But we only crossed it once, not three times. And why did we get put on his table every night, the horrible old drunk?
It's considered a privilege to sit at the captain's table. Anyway, I loved playing footsie with you under the table every night, darling.
I didn't play footsie.
What?
I didn't play footsie.
You didn't put your hand on my groin under the table on the last night?
No.
Oh.
Oh, will you look out there? It must have been 2 days since we've seen a tree. I wish we could have stayed in Sydney.
Now, darling, you know that's not possible. We have to do this. I think we're the only people left on the train.
Why doesn't that surprise me?
Look how parched and barren the land is. It's like Mars.
Mars is closer.
I'm sure Galangadog Junction is nothing like this.
What is it now?
Oh, something on the line?
A Martian?
Good God, darling, look! It's Galangadog Junction. We're here.
I want a divorce.
Not now, darling. Quick, let's gather up the things.
Oh, my God, Thomas, look! A reception committee?
Well, I never. Hello! Hello there!
Hello. Hello. Oh, my God, look.
What?
A coffin. Look, a coffin. Those men are carrying a coffin.
I don't understand.
They're carrying a coffin and waving at us.
Good Lord.
Thomas, if you love me, you won't make me go out there. You'll give me a divorce, a ticket back to England, and promise never to try and contact me again as long as you live.
Now, come on, dear. No time for jokes. We've got to go out there. Come on, give me a hand. That's it. That's my Jane. Jane?
Yes?
I do love you. Deep breath now, and off we go.
Dr. Barrett, I presume.
Yes, I...
And Mrs. Barrett.
My wife, Jane.
Len Clancy, and as Mayor of Galangadog Junction, I'd like to welcome you and the missus to the greatest little town in Australia!
Thank you.
Mrs. Barrett, I hope you like the tune. The kids have been practicing all week.
Yes, thank you. It's lovely. It reminds me a bit of God Save the Queen.
It is God Save the Queen. Righto, kids, that's enough.
We really didn't expect such a grand reception, Mr. Clancy.
Oh, call me Len. A new doctor in Galangadog Junction's a big event. Town's been without one for 3 years.
Really?
Yeah, ever since Dr. Slattery got struck off the medical register. Good bloke, Doc Slattery. Say, yeah, I hope...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?